you want to be happy today? The Bible says that a happy person finds wisdom and gets understanding, but the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Elizabeth Elliot has spent decades helping women understand the wisdom of the Bible. Welcome to Gateway to Joy.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot. Continuing today with my talks that I began last week on Whatever My Lot. I had taken that phrase from the hymn that many of us know, When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll. Whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say it is well. It is well with my soul. Early in the morning of the day that I was to prepare this talk, I was brooding over something that I had so much hoped to be able to do. It was not possible. Not because I wasn't capable. God had clearly set a hedge. He had given me strictures and limitations, which I could not pass. He does that sometimes, doesn't he? What I had hoped to do was something I felt he wanted me to do, yet he himself had placed barriers. And it was as though he was saying, so you want to talk to your Gateway to Joy listeners about receiving their lot? Well, this place, much smaller than you had envisioned, much less holy in your eyes, is what I have allotted to you. And I thought of that lovely hymn, Through the Love of God our Savior, all will be well. Free and changeless is his favor. All is well. Precious is the blood that healed us. Perfect is the grace that sealed us. Strong the hand stretched out to shield us. All must be well. Whatever my lot, it is assigned by God. Psalm 16:5 says, Lord, you have assigned me my portion and my cup, and have made my lot secure. I have a letter here from one of my listeners who says, I am writing to you to seek some advice about something that has been weighing heavy on my mind lately. I don't know if I should see a counselor. I've never had to do that before, and I don't know if I really feel comfortable with the idea. Off and on, for about a year or so at times, I feel so depressed about my girls, ages 10 and 13, growing up. I find myself thinking about when they were, say, 4 and 7, what they were playing, what they used to say. I wish I could go back to those days. I don't want to dislike my kids for growing up. Sometimes I may come close, and then I really feel guilty and confused. I get so scared when I think about the day they'll leave home. I know a lot of women go through this, probably all mothers, but this is really bothering me. I love being a mother. I work part-time and am involved in church activities, so I do have other interests. I know it's wrong to depend on my children for happiness. Believe me, I've tried praying for a change in attitude about this situation. I've been trying to reason with myself, making a list of things that should make me feel better, such as, I should be thankful I was blessed with children. They really belong to God. They are healthy. I am healthy. Nothing seems to help. I've thought about having more children, but medically I don't think I can. I also know that I may be wanting this child for all the wrong reasons. I thought mothers looked forward to graduations and weddings. I dread the thought. I've talked to my husband about this, and he says I'm being selfish, and there's nothing you can do about it anyway, so why worry? He says I should just enjoy the time I have with them no matter what their age, and he's probably right. Maybe I am being selfish. But I still find this to be a real problem. How I wish I could just let go and be completely happy again. I've tried reading different articles, books, and of course the Bible. Nothing so far has really helped me completely. I guess I'm writing to you to maybe get a different picture of my situation. Maybe you could say something that can make me feel better. Please respond if there's anything you could recommend for me to do. I really want to be happy and enjoy my children, no matter what their age is. Well, What can I say to that lady? Acceptance is the route to peace. That is a great lesson, and a lesson that Amy Carmichael taught me through her poem, In Acceptance Lieth Peace. I think the first thing that we need to do in any situation which disturbs us, about which we can do nothing to change. Now, there are some things that we can do something to change, and we need to. Sometimes there are things which we might change, which we ought not to try to change. But here is something that certainly this lady cannot change. Her children are growing up. Children have a way of doing that, don't they? Do you remember that sweet little song that, I can't remember who the man was that sang it in a movie. It was, "Thank Heaven for Little Girls. They grow up in the most delightful way." Unfortunately, this dear mother is not finding delight in her girls growing up. But I would simply suggest that if you have something in your life that you can't change, that really disturbs you, upsets you, takes away your peace, get down on your knees, lift your hands up to the Lord, put those girls in your hands, as it were, or whatever the thing is that's troubling you, and just say, "Lord, you know how I feel about this. I relinquish these feelings to you. I can't handle them. You can. So I put them in your wounded hands, dear Lord. And I refuse, in the name of Jesus, to retrieve them. Please help me." Whenever anything is weighing heavily on us, making us feel guilty and confused, scared, bothered, filled with dread, take it to the Lord. Remember that He is there to help you. Psalm 62:5 says, "Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him." There will be no other place that we can find real rest except in God. St. Augustine wrote, "O God, thou hast made us for thyself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in thee." How about this list of qualifications sought in a husband that she hopes will turn up one of these days? Maybe there's the perfect match listening to me today. No, don't write for the lady's address. But this is what this lady wants in a husband. She says she wants a mature, wise, biblical, with firm theological opinions man, one who can advise her spiritually, one that you can lean on in every sphere of life, broad-minded, sensitive, handsome, Protestant, older, taller, deeply committed, Christian, a man like Jim Elliot. Well, I don't think there is such a man. There are some men like Jim Elliot, I guess, but to give God a list of the things which we are insisting upon is to fail to trust Him. We will find rest in God alone. Our expectations must come from Him. That's what another translation of this same verse says. My expectation is from Him. God assigns us our portion and our lot, and has made our lot secure. This lady who's so upset about her daughters, God has not assigned to her to have children who will not grow up. So it is her lot that she now has 10 and 13-year-old girls when she wishes she had 4 and 7-year-old girls. Well, I've seen a lot of lists of people's expectations. A man is looking for his list. And there are some amazing stories of how God has brought someone quite different from the man's list. And yet the man has discovered that that was just what he needed. Jim Elliot, for example, told me that I was not exactly what he was looking for in several different ways. But it was clear to him that I was the woman that God was giving to him. And I thank God for a man who recognized, "Lord, you have assigned me my portion. You married folks that are listening today, how close does your spouse come to the list you had made? What wonderful differences you have probably discovered in that husband or wife, which you wouldn't have thought of putting down on your list. The third stanza of this hymn that I read says, "We expect a bright tomorrow. All will be well. Faith can sing through days of sorrow. All is well. On our Father's love relying, Jesus every need supplying, or in living or in dying, all must be well. Though we pass through tribulation, all will be well. Ours is such a full salvation. All is well. Happy, still in God confiding, fruitful if in Christ abiding, holy, through the Spirit's guiding, all must be well. Learn to receive what comes to you day by day as directly from the Father's hand, your daily bread, an assigned portion assigned by a very loving and completely wise Heavenly Father."
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.